听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and we thank you for joining us today. We are talking about gingerbread. Have you ever tasted gingerbread? Well, it's fantastic. The tradition of baking and making gingerbread houses during the Christmas season is actually hundreds of years old. And thanks to the influence of 19th century German immigrants, this delicious holiday tradition is alive and well. Before we continue, let's pause and look at some helpful key words. The first is construct, as in, they have constructed a newer, wider bridge across the river. Next is the noun ton. You'll need a ton of bricks to build a wall that long. Okay, let's learn about the world's largest gingerbread house. The reading today begins on page 30 in the right-hand column.
Gingerbread houses, the world's largest. In 2006, Roger Pelcher constructed the world's largest gingerbread house in Bloomington, Minnesota. Measuring over 60 feet tall, the house took Pelcher's team 1,700 hours to complete. To capture the world record, Guinness World Records said 95% of the outside must be edible. So Pelcher used 14,250 pounds of gingerbread and over a ton of candy on the house. Winning houses. At Christmas time, people from Sweden to Seattle enter their creations in gingerbread house contests.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Welcome back to our second day of this holidays article where we're talking about gingerbread houses. Now, yesterday we talked about this tasty creation that has been around for many, many years and that has spread throughout the world and has become a trend every holiday season. But today we are going to be looking at the world's largest gingerbread house. So, Chip, could you help us out by telling us, first of all, who made the world's largest gingerbread house?
Well, a man named Roger Pelcher is responsible for bringing the world's largest gingerbread house. And our article says that in 2006, Roger Pelcher constructed the world's largest gingerbread house. Now, if you construct something, that simply means that you build something. You use materials, you use things to construct or to build. And we often talk about constructing a house or maybe constructing a bridge or a building. We're constructing big things, and in this case, we're talking about constructing the world's largest gingerbread house.
Wow, what a task. Now, I think this information that we have coming up next is really amazing. It's very interesting. This house measured over 60 feet tall. Now, that's really, really tall. And not only that, but it took Pelcher's team 1,700 hours to complete. Now, they must have really wanted to build this gingerbread house. I don't know if I would work on anything for 1,700 hours.
Yeah, 1,700 hours is a long time to work on something. And as you can see, that Pelcher had a team of people. So he wasn't just doing this alone. He needed many people to help him complete the world's largest house. Our article goes on to say, to capture the world record or to get and hold the world record, Guinness World Records said that 95% of the outside of the house must be edible. Now, 95% of the house needs to be edible. This doesn't say eatable, but what does edible mean?
Well, edible means it needs to be able to be eaten. So, in order to break the record, 95% of the outside of the house needed to be edible. You could go up and eat it. Now, who was in charge of deciding if this was going to be a record that was broken? We see something here called the Guinness World Records. Now, this is a reference book, Chip, that I'm sure you read as a young child, and I know I did. As a young girl, it was always very interesting. It's a reference book where internationally recognized records are recorded, and they're often very interesting human achievements and things in the natural world. Things like the tallest man or the woman with the longest hair, or maybe the deepest lake. And so this was going to be the world's tallest gingerbread house.
Right. This is the perfect addition to the Guinness Book of World Records. This is totally appropriate for that book. Our article goes on to say, so Pelcher used 14,250 pounds of gingerbread. Now that is a lot of gingerbread. Gingerbread is not particularly heavy, so over 14,000 pounds of it, that's a lot of gingerbread. And it says he used how much candy?
Well, he used over a ton of candy on the house. And a ton is a unit of measurement, and it's used for measuring weight, and it is equal to either 2,000 pounds or 907.2 kilograms. You could imagine that is a lot of candy. I think if I was on Pelcher's team helping to build this, I would probably come home with a lot of cavities because I would be eating the candy as we went.
I'm sure I would be eating candy as well. This would be a fun house to work on. And let's look at some winning houses. Now, we're not talking about people winning a house, but we're talking about houses that have won contests. Our article says that at Christmas time, people from Sweden, which is northeastern Europe, to Seattle, which is northwestern United States, enter their creations in gingerbread house contests.
This sounds like a lot of fun. I mentioned yesterday that when I was a young girl in school, we used to make gingerbread houses and we would hold contests in our own classroom. And it was to see who could make the best and the biggest and maybe the nicest looking gingerbread house. It was always a lot of fun. So I can imagine these people from Sweden to Seattle have fun with this as well. Well, right now we have a skit, and then we're going to take a break, but we have a little bit more to discuss about gingerbread houses when we return, so we'll see you in just a few minutes.
I love gingerbread houses.
So do I.
So let's make one.
Great idea. But do you know how?
It's easy. Look, I have directions that I got online.
Well, okay, so what do you do first?
First, get all the ingredients and mix them together to make the dough. Ginger, flour, brown sugar, butter, cinnamon.
What do you do after you make the dough?
You make a pattern for your house out of cardboard.
Why do you need a pattern?
So you know what size to make the pieces of dough.
Oh, okay. And then what do you do?
Roll out the dough and cut out the pieces and bake them.
Then you put the pieces all together.
Yes.
How do you do that?
You make special icing and use it for glue.
Oh, and then you glue all the pieces together and there's your gingerbread house.
No. First, you have to decorate it.
Decorate it?
Yes. You can use cookies and chocolate and candy canes and icing and other things.
Well, I think making a gingerbread house is a lot of work.
No, it will be easy and fun.
Okay, then you make it and I'll eat it.
Hey, no.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Let's continue talking about those holiday houses that we can eat. The popularity of gingerbread houses is still alive and well, and that's good because gingerbread houses are very festive and very yummy. Now, two more words you need to know for this portion of the lesson. The first is creative. The teacher said my story was the most creative and interesting. Next is the short word kit, as in the birthday party kit has everything you'll need for the party, games and prizes. Okay, before the break, we got a discussion going about winning houses. Why don't we continue where we left off on page 31 and line 8.
Gingerbread houses. Winners receive prizes for the most difficult to build, most creative, most beautiful, and more. But winning contests isn't the main reason why making these houses is so popular. The wonderful smell as the gingerbread bakes and the joy of eating it are the real reasons. DIY. Online directions and ready-to-assemble kits make creating gingerbread houses easier than ever before. You can make them as simple or as complex as you choose. Experience a taste of the holidays with your own gingerbread house this year.
Welcome back. Before the break, we started to talk about gingerbread house contests. So here, a contest is something where it's kind of a game where different people create gingerbread houses and they are judged. And so, of course, there would be a winner to the contest.
And we have many different winners for these gingerbread house contests, and they receive many prizes. So maybe if you build the most difficult house, you might win a prize, or the most creative, the most beautiful, and more. Now let's back up for just a minute and look at that word creative. Chip, what does it mean if something is creative?
Well, it usually means that it has been created, or it is a creation that came to be from imagination. So somebody used their imagination or their creative abilities, used their mind to create something. So often something that is creative is unique. It is perhaps very fun and perhaps very interesting. So all of these things can have to do with creative.
Well, I would love to see some of the winning gingerbread houses that people have built all around the world. I'm sure they are very interesting and very beautiful and, of course, very creative. But as your text says, winning contests isn't the main reason why making these houses is so popular. Now, that seems like so much fun, being in a contest and building this house and putting time and effort into making it creative, but it's not the best part. So what is?
Well, our article says that the wonderful smell as the gingerbread bakes and the joy of eating it are the real reasons. Now let's look at some more info on how delicious this gingerbread is.
Just how delicious is gingerbread made with sweet molasses and ginger? Listen to the words of the famous William Shakespeare, who wrote in his comedy, Love's Labour's Lost, "And I had but one penny in the world. Thou shouldst have it to buy gingerbread." In other words, if you've got just $1 left in your pocket, use it to buy a piece of yummy gingerbread.
We have been talking about different contests that are held for these gingerbread houses and how much fun that must be, but how good it must smell and how tasty it must taste to eat these gingerbread houses. I think if I were to make a gingerbread house, my favorite part might be actually the process of making it. I like to make things and be creative.
Yeah, I think that would be my favorite part also. I love the smell of gingerbread, but actually I don't really prefer the taste of gingerbread. It's usually a little dry for me. But the smell is excellent, and the creative process and the creative constructions would be very fun to look at and to create.
I agree. But if you don't have a lot of time to create your very own gingerbread house, we have good news for you, because the next section of our text is titled DIY. And DIY stands for Do It Yourself. And we are going to give you a very easy way that you can make your own gingerbread house without having to do it from scratch or do it from the very beginning, where you have to make everything, all of the gingerbread and buy all of the candy separately. We have a much easier solution for you.
Right. And first of all, you can find this do-it-yourself way online. Online directions and ready-to-assemble kits are available. So if something is ready to assemble, that means it comes to you already ready to be put together. To assemble something means to put something together or to construct or to build something.
And here we're talking about ready-to-assemble kits. Now, a kit is something that you buy in parts and you put it together yourself. Now, I imagine, Chip, that maybe you have bought some kits a time or two in your life, maybe a model car kit or something,
right,
where you get the pieces of the model car and you put them together on your own at home.
Right. I used to create or assemble, put together, model airplanes, actually. And I would put these pieces of the kit together and glue them. And you can do the same thing with gingerbread houses. So these ready-to-assemble kits make creating gingerbread houses easier than ever before. And I can believe that would definitely make things easier.
I think it probably would. Now, does that mean that the gingerbread house is not going to look as nice or taste as nice? Well, according to your article, you can make them as simple or complex as you choose. So maybe you want a nice, simple, easy house to make. You can do that with a DIY kit, or you can go ahead and make it very complex or difficult and make it maybe more fancy and creative. You can still make it as difficult or as simple as you would like, even with these ready-to-assemble kits.
Okay, our article closes by saying maybe you can experience a taste of the holidays with your own gingerbread house this year. Before we go, we're going to visit the chat room. Stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Beth.
And my name is Ken. Hi, everyone. Beth, I have a question about something we just read in today's article.
What's that?
Well, our article mentions the wonderful smell as the gingerbread bakes. How can something that smells be wonderful?
Ah, look closely, Ken. It doesn't say smells, it says smell. Here, smell is a noun. It's a wonderful smell. But if it just said it smells as a verb, then you're right. It would mean it was a bad smell. But if we add an adverb after the verb, we can describe how it smells, like the flowers smell nice or the cake smells delicious.
But if I just said the cake smells, that would be bad, right?
Right.
Smell 这个字要注意，它可以是名词，也可以是动词。当名词表示闻到的气味。A wonderful smell 是很好的味道。当动词 it smells 表示很臭很难闻。但是我们可以在 smell 的后面加上一个副词来形容不同的味道。像 it smells good 或者 it smells bad. So what are some other ways to talk about the way things smell?
Well, for things that smell bad, we can use the adjective smelly, like smelly socks or smelly trash.Another adjective we can use is stinky.
Ah, like stinky tofu.
Yes, many people in Asia like to eat stinky tofu.
在 smell 后面加上 y 就变成形容词 smelly， 就是很臭很难闻的。 stinky 也是很臭的，像 stinky tofu 就是臭豆腐。
Okay, what about describing good smells? What adjectives can we use?
Well, something with a pleasing smell can be described as fragrant. Fragrant spices or fragrant candles.
I see.What if I want to describe something that has a particular smell, like a lotion that smells like roses?
Ah, here we can use the word scented. So we could call it rose-scented lotion. A scent is a distinct smell, usually a pleasant one. So the word scented means having a distinct smell.
And a product that doesn't have any particular scent is unscented, right?
You got it.
Scent 也是气味，通常是指香味。若是一个产品有添加某种味道，可以用 scented 这个形容词，像 rose scented lotion 玫瑰香的乳液。一个毫无味道的产品呢，就是 unscented。
Now let's go to someone who always smells nice, Michelle.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看的是 construct 这个动词。S-T-R-U-C-T 这个字根有建造的意思，所以 construct 是指建造或者是构成。例如 The engineer spent years constructing this building. 工程师们耗费了数年的时间盖这栋建筑。或者是 Brenda is still constructing her speech. Brenda 还在构思她的演讲稿。它的名词是字尾加上 I-O-N 变成 construction。例如 ,the construction of this bridge is almost an impossible mission. 盖这座桥几乎是不可能的任务。继续我们看的是 edible 这个形容词。edible 是指可以吃的或者是食用的。例如 ,the chef used some edible flowers to decorate the dessert. 主厨用了一些可食用的花来装饰这道甜点。或者是 ,the homeless men and women looked through the garbage,trying to find something edible. 这些无家可归的男男女女翻找着垃圾，在寻找可以吃的东西。最我们看的是 kit 这个名词。kit 是指成套的工具或配件。例如 ,Dad bought a toolkit but never once used it. 爸爸买了一组的工作箱，但是从来连一次都没有用过。或者是 ,I put a first aid kit in the trunk of my car.我在后车厢里面摆了一个急救箱，或者是 All the art kits are on sale for the beginning of the new semester. 因为新的学期要开始了，所有的美术用品组都在特价。And that's all for today's language tips. See you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Gingerbread houses, the world's largest.In 2006, Roger Pelcher constructed the world's largest gingerbread house in Bloomington, Minnesota. Measuring over 60 feet tall, the house took Pelcher's team 1,700 hours to complete. To capture the world record, Guinness World Records said 95% of the outside must be edible. So Pelcher used 14,250 pounds of gingerbread,and over a ton of candy on the house. Winning houses. At Christmas time, people from Sweden to Seattle enter their creations in gingerbread house contests. Winners receive prizes for the most difficult to build, most creative, most beautiful, and more. But winning contests isn't the main reason why making these houses is so popular.The wonderful smell as the gingerbread bakes and the joy of eating it are the real reasons. DIY. Online directions and ready-to-assemble kits make creating gingerbread houses easier than ever before. You can make them as simple or as complex as you choose. Experience a taste of the holidays with your own gingerbread house this year.
Well, friends, why not go online and get some instructions to make your own gingerbread house? It's not too expensive, And most kits range in price from 10 to 20 U.S. dollars. Some kits even send you the gingerbread, pre-baked. So all you have to do is put it together and decorate, and then you can eat it. Simply type gingerbread house kit into your web browser and look around at what's available. Tomorrow begins our monthly Viewpoints feature. Please join us as we probe the minds of Adam and Beth and see what they think about organic food. Until then, everyone here at Studio Classroom hopes you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.